Okay, so Chirag, one of the things I've been thinking about in the last year, which I think made a difference for me, and I was thinking about other people in business, was, you know, when your back is up against the wall, you have to kind of dig deep and go back to things that you can rely on. And so one of the things I thought about, I was like taking on a new job. I had to like figure out during a pandemic, with all this economic uncertainty and economic downturn, to go out and actually get clients and win new business and make more money. And I'm like, how the hell am I going to do that? Like, what is it that you have to do in order to get through periods like this when you really don't know, does anybody have money? Is anybody interested? How do you make it work? And I kind of boiled down to one thing for me, and I thought about it was like relationships. So then I thought about like a relationship is something that can not just help you when you're in good times, but also in bad, like really helping you figure out if there's a problem you can't solve or a question you can't answer, or you might need a lifeline to something that you don't have access to, but you might know somebody who does. So having relationships, not just in a crisis, is something that matters. And I really been thinking a lot about it. It's actually the heart of where your reputation starts. So I want everyone to think about this year, about the different types of relationships they should be investing in, the relationships they should be cultivating, and the relationships they should be nurturing. And I mean, really focus on it. Like, you know, they're not, like I say, a nice to have, they're sort of like a must have. And so I really want to talk about your relationships, how healthy are they? How much time do you invest in them? Who are they with? So let's dive in. So I kind of put them in different categories of how you should think about your relationships, and actually get a notebook and write it down and like think it through, because it really, really matters. So number one are sort of those like essential work relationships. So these are relationships you need for your day-to-day work. So your lawyer, your accountant, your banker, your employees, your suppliers, partners. So look at your relationships with these core groups and think about how you can improve them or make them deeper or more meaningful. After all, these are sort of like your essential business relationships. So I actually spend time like, you know, having a catch-up call with my attorney or my accountant or my banker, just to make sure I'm checking in. How am I doing? What do we need to do better? What are some things that my suppliers are working on the next year that I need to know about? What are some of the challenges that they're facing that I need to know about? Partners that I use all the time, like making sure I know where they stand with their business and where they want to grow and how I might be able to help them get there. So essential work relationships, write them down, make sure you know who they are, make sure you're staying in touch with them. And I would say on a monthly or quarterly basis, at the least.
This is true for all relationships, but this is one of those categories that we tend to kind of not take for granted, but kind of set aside or think about it when we need something, which is dangerous, of course. But then also because of how fundamentally our positions have changed, right? These are people we would regularly meet, right? Because when we need something with our accountant or lawyer, we're walking into a bank, all of this stuff, which we're not doing anymore. And so it becomes extra important to develop those relationships and make sure you check in with them, as you said.
Absolutely. The second category are like your core business relationships. So these are people that you've met through work. They're contacts or relationships you've cultivated through different jobs, events, or networking. And it's kind of the most overlooked category. So it's like, I know a lot of different people that I've met and worked with, but how often do I really talk to them once that project is over or once that assignment is done? You know, that's a really important thing to do, is keep in touch with these business relationships, because you don't know, you know, where you might be able to look to them for talent. You might get more business from them. They might be good sources of word of mouth for you. They might give you good referrals. So those business relationships, I actually think about some clients I worked with in the past. I'm like, oh, I haven't talked to them in a long time. I'm just going to drop them a note and just say, hey, how you doing? See if anybody has time for a virtual coffee. I think because people aren't traveling as much, it's easier to catch people. Yep. And it's easier to get time with somebody. And if they don't want to do like a Zoom because they're so tired of Zoom, offer FaceTime or even a phone call. Like the phone call is back in fashion now. People like the good old fashioned talking on the phone. So take advantage of that. I've been doing a lot of walking talk. So I'll schedule calls with people I haven't talked to in a long time. And I'll basically get on my AirPods and go for a walk and have a call during that time. So I'm really effective at using time to get out there and get some steps in, but also reconnect with business associates that I haven't talked to in a long time.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
So number three is a personal relationship. So this category is like your friends, your family, your high school, your college friends, maybe your favorite teacher or someone from your favorite store that you frequent that you've established sort of a first name basis with. Those personal relationships matter. Like, I really find that, you know, I don't spend enough time, and I did actually this last year, reconnecting with my high school and college friends and just to find out like where they're working, what they're doing, what they're up to. You never know, guys, where you might find an opportunity or might be something that really lends to something big for you. So looking at those personal relationships, you know, when's the last time you talked to your cousin Chirag? Like, come on, you got to stick with the family and make sure that's a priority for you. So I think about those relationships because you never know like where they might be working or who they might know, and just making sure they understand the network really can be your net worth, like really focusing on friends and family because they might know people that might lead to something that could be powerful for you. So Chirag, last time you talked to your cousin?
Oh, quite frequently, actually. We've some of us have set up like a weekly Zoom call now, which has become like this new tradition that we're doing, right? So I think that's really interesting as well. Like in some cases, things have just fallen into place really quickly because we were all, as you said, we have more time. So we have a couple of standing phone calls every week now, which is something we never did, you know, pre-March. So that's lovely. And then I've landed up making a couple of very, very strong friends over the pandemic. Because that's what we bonded over.
Love
right?
that.
We kind of checked in with each other. We kind of like started talking about things that would bring us out of sort of these low motivation phases or whatever. And so obviously those are the people you want to hold on to.
I love that. And the last category is sort of like your rock relationship. So people that have been in your life for a long time, I consider them your rocks. You know, it could be a mentor, it could be a former boss, someone that you really had a solid working relationship with, that you have really personal connection to, or you know personal things about each other. Maybe somebody who inspires you or supports you, someone you really care about staying in touch with and staying in close contact with. So those are sort of like the non-negotiable people that you really want to make sure that you're really tight with and staying in touch with. When I think broadly about relationships and cultivating relationships, Chirag, it's also important that you cut ties with the relationships that you don't need to have in your life anymore.
Absolutely.
And so it's not just the relationships you need to keep or the ones you need to have, but part of being healthy in this environment is really kind of cutting ties with people you don't want to have relationships with. So just because people have been in your life doesn't mean they need to be in there forever. You know, don't invest in relationships that aren't important to you and that really don't belong there. I think now more than ever, we should cut relationships with people that no longer serve us. And it's not a negative thing or a bad thing or something that's very selfish. In fact, it's actually good for you. It's probably healthy to have those boundaries and understand where those boundaries are. So you can make room for more healthier and more meaningful relationships. And I want to always think about, you know, having relationships with people that I work with, that I would always say, so-and-so is a pleasure to work with. You know, if you don't enjoy working with those people, then don't work with them. You know, people who don't appreciate you, there's a lot of relationships that you should give up, like people that don't value you, people that are self-serving and only reach out when they want something, people that deplete your energy or people that undermine you. So I think it's really important to think about the relationships to nurture and the relationships that you really need to kind of step away from. And it's funny because over the holiday, we watched Home Alone 2. And there is a scene in the movie where Kevin is talking to that pigeon lady. Do you remember? Did you ever see Home Alone 2?
I did, yeah. I saw 3 too at some point.
And he tells her, what good is it of having a heart if you don't use it? Because he was trying to tell her to go out there and get a relationship and meet somebody, you know, even if it doesn't work out. So that kind of actually kind of stuck with me. And it's like, so I'll end with this. So it might be so many meaningful relationships that you have that can, you know, build the right circle. So invest in that circle, grow that circle, support that circle, you know, really focus, you know, make a list and go through relationships and do an audit. And make sure that the people that are in that circle get your love and attention and that you add value to them and you support them. It's so important, Chirag, for your reputation and your business. And at the end of the day, things will come and go, jobs will come and go, but the relationships remain. And make sure you're building strong relationships in 2021, because I really believe it is the new measure of success.
That's fantastic. So I think if anybody wants to talk about it, you want to share, as well as you mentioned just now, You know, what are some of the things you've done to maintain your relationships, or what are some of the tips you've taken from this to maintain your relationships? You can always do that by dropping Maha a line on Instagram, which is at Digital and Savvy, or at Maha Gabber. And then, yeah, we'd love to hear that and love to see how you're sort of incorporating and improving your relationships this year.
Yes, and I'd love to have a relationship with all of you. So give me some feedback as well.
Perfect. Okay, that's great. We'll see you guys soon.